Welcome, everybody, to Give Me Credits. I'm John Engen, and we are back enjoying your summer months, maybe. I say that with cheek and tongue and tongue in cheek.
Let's hope it's summer here. When summer reaches 70 degrees, that's maybe our summer.
You know, when I lived in Duluth, we were just thrilled when summer fell on a weekend.
The beginning and the end?
And the beginning, yeah. It was wonderful when it actually got warm enough. I do remember a Sunday evening in Duluth, back when there was still a Burger King down on Canal Park area.
Okay.
And we went down there after church. We had an evening service at our church. We went down there, and it was 85 degrees. It was 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday. The place is teeming with rollerbladers and popcorn and seagulls. And I remember thinking, if Duluth could do this on a consistent basis, you couldn't keep people away from this place.
You're absolutely right. It's the wind off the lake, the temperature of the lake that keeps people away.
Oh, it was nasty. Well, welcome to Give Me Credit, folks. John Engen with you. That's John Mackey. John is the president, the founder of Master Credit Solutions, and he, of course, is our host on the program, giving us an insight, kind of letting us peek under the rugs of what's going on out there. And John, for the last handful of weeks, you and I have engaged in a conversation that really deals very soundly with those horrible calls that come into our lives.
Right.
When there are monies owed, and oftentimes it's when your credit or when your debt gets transferred over to a debt collector.
A debt collector, a third party collector. Right.
And they can be so ugly, and they can be, well, you know what we talked about even the last couple of weeks? They are unnecessary.
Yeah, they are unnecessary. And a lot of times, you know, the old joke is that, you know, when a debt collector is lying to you is when they're opening their mouth. And I find that so true. The past couple of weeks, I've worked with clients that have had debt collectors call them or make threatening phone calls to them. And I, in turn, call them back. And then we note what has been going on those phone calls. And I think in the future weeks, what we ought to do is dissect some of those.
You know, I think that's a good idea. In fact, you have recorded several of those calls.
Yes,
and
I have.
It really is for your quality control, plus for your own protection in a lot of ways, because I want to go back to something you just said. A lot of stuff that's being told to you by debt collectors is not true.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, I personally received a debt collection call from somebody out in the state of Washington trying to collect.
That was interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You listened to it.
Yes.
And everything he said that came out of his mouth was false. Now, I want you to know, folks, that I was not or should not have been the recipient of that call. It was somebody else, but he would not take no for an answer that it wasn't me.
Now, I should tell you, folks, from a secondary party, John shipped this thing over to me so I could take a listen to it and just kind of get a feel for what those things sound like. I was astounded. He was pressure-filled. He was urgent. He didn't let you buckle in the sense of, you know, oh, okay, I'll be there. He was actually asking you to go to Hawaii to stand in front of a judge in
right.
a court situation. And, of course, you kept saying, it's not me.
Right. And that's what I kept on saying. And he rattled off this Social Security number. And he said, is that your number? And I said, nope, not me. Well, that's just unfortunate or something to that degree.
Now, what that told me was, and folks, I think one of these days on the program, we're going to bring that phone call to the conversation because you need to hear what this guy was saying and how he was saying it.
Right.
Because I think you'd be astounded and maybe even horrified as to way this guy, because he was, the only word I can say, John, he was so convincing. And when you talk to these debt collectors, they're all practiced up on convincing.
They are, and most of them are. What's ironic about this call is, number one, I'm a relative expert in this field, and I could hear in the background that it was a phone bank. So a lot of people were calling from this company as a phone bank. I've had prior dealings with this company as a fraud company, and I had turned them over to the state that this place was located, mm-hmm. State of Washington, the Attorney General's office. Now, what they've done with that, I don't know. But it's a very difficult situation, and the ironic part about this is that he was not unfriendly. He just kept alluding to the fact that I was a liar. And what I was doing is I wasn't going to hang up on him. I wanted to see how far he would go.
Yeah.
In this attempt to collect a debt that wasn't anybody's.
Now, I had a bunch of questions when I heard that. And folks, again, we promise you we'll dissect this in the coming week or so. But in generally, are they looking for you to slip up with some extra information?
That's part of their trick. Part of it is also to gather information to get you caught in something that, you know, that it might be a lie, deception. Or they're catching you just off guard, just specifically with the phone call. You know, is your social security number 1234567 89? Well, yeah, it is. Well, first of all, why would you even answer that?
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Secondly, most people do and would.
See, because it sounds so innocent and it sounds so, and this is one of the things I, again, as I just said, it sounded so real.
Right.
It sounded like he had enough information. He was verifying your identity. He was going down the road. And folks, I need to tell you that in the experience that I've had with some debt collectors, that's exactly the approach that they took. Now, when you hear the call in later weeks, folks, you'll hear as John stands his ground gently.
Yes.
You didn't fight back in the sense of in anger or anything like that.
Nope.
And I was proud of you for that because I don't think I could accomplish that. But you were able to not push back, but you gave him no ground.
And I gave him no information.
That's right. And so I felt like he was on a fishing exhibition. That's why I asked you if he was looking for information, because it just felt to me like he was looking for something.
Well, absolutely. Because remember, in the phone call, he said, is your social security number this? I said, no. He said, what is your last four?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not telling you that.
You see, because one of the things that you folks maybe are unaware of, those last four, if you can figure out the first two sets, because one of them is the state in which you're issued.
Right.
And then the two middle numbers have another significance, and that last four is really the bottom line identifier.
Right.
And so that's all they need. You say, well, I didn't give them my first two. They just need to know you live in Minnesota.
Yep.
And that's all they need.
Because the prefixes come from the state in which you live.
Mm-hmm. Except for mine. I have no idea. I applied for my social security number in the state of Minnesota. But I don't have a Minnesota prefix.
Interesting. What is your social security number?
Oh, here it is. Let me give you my credit card number while we're at it. Hey, John, we have to take a break. But, folks, I think this is a conversation you want to hear. Because when we come back to Give Me Credit, first of all, we'll give you some contact information for John. That's what you need to get in touch with him and find out more. But I think more importantly, we're going to talk about these calls. We're going to start ripping them apart and start showing you what they're about and what they're trying to get at as they give you a call. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
I get this question a lot, folks. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit radio show. I get the question, why do you do this radio show? Here's why I do the show. Because there is so much misinformation out there. There's so much lying and deceit. Nobody knows what the real truth is. That's critical, folks. Critical. Because if you don't know how to respond, if you don't know how to play the game, these debt collectors and creditors will walk right over you. This is not a game for pansies. Some don't think it's a game. But for them it is. It's a game. It's a game and it's a scoreboard, and the scoreboard is money. Do I like it? No. I despise the way that these companies do business. How do we get away from this? Arm yourselves. Arm yourselves with information and the truth. That's the only way. Because once you put bullets in your gun, once they see you're armed, it becomes more even in the fight. Certainly not nearly equal. That's why I'm here for you.
It's your money. It's your finances. If you want to continue being beaten up and being a pansy to these bullies, then don't call me. But if you want to take the bull by the horns, if you want to stand up, if you want to pull your head out of the sand, we have to talk. In the coming weeks, we're going to have some information from clients that I've served and what the results are. Fraud cases, debt collector cases where they threaten my client. Creditors not responding, debt collectors not responding to our demands. Let me know if I can help you. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Radio Show. You can call me at 612-216-4910 or 888-417-3400. Time is of the essence. You are paying extra for your bad credit. There's no doubt about that. Whether you want to believe it or not, go ahead. If you say, I'm not using my credit, you are. You are using your credit. If you rent, if you get car insurance, if you get homeowners insurance, if you get renter's insurance, you're paying for that bad credit. Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions. Give Me Credit Radio Show. 888-417-3400. Let's start standing tall again, guys.
We are back on Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. That is John Mackey. And John, we're talking about those horrible credit calls, those collector calls that have come in. They can be so mean. They can be so nasty. One of the things we said in the last handful of weeks was, you can stop those calls. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, it is. And even if you do want to take the call, all you have to do is answer it and say, send me the letter. And what I'd like to do now is maybe to go over what that letter should say.
Oh, okay.
But the other thing is that you can just hang up on them. You do not have to talk with them.
Now, they're going to call back. Is there a way
that they do call back the same day?
Okay, that's
a violation.
Okay. They can only call once a day. Is that right?
If they leave a message or there is a phone that is picked up.
Oh, okay. So it's contact.
It's contact.
Oh, I wondered why they didn't leave a message.
That's interesting. If they don't leave a message, it could be with the idea that every time that they call and open up their mouth, they are subject to the laws of the FDCPA, and as such, they may be considered violating the law in what they say.
Okay. So now you just said this. They can send a letter, and you tell them, please send me the letter. What
right.
am I looking for in that letter? What is that? Now, there's a certain name that that letter has. What's it called?
Well, legally, it's called a Dunn or a Dunning letter.
Okay.
And what it is notification of that debt. Anytime, now what we're talking about is relative to the FDCPA.
All right.
That is the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act, and is what governs debt collectors.
Mm-hmm.
It also governs what can go on credit reports and so forth relative to debt collectors. Now, in that, if they make or contact you, and they contact you by phone, and they say, hi, this is Bill Smith from ABC Collections, and you say, send me the letter. This is what you're talking about now, is the letter that you are to receive from them.
Okay.
And it's called this Dunn or Dunning letter.
Can now, I at the same time say, and this is the end of the calls?
Absolutely.
I can tell them to stop calling.
You can do that. Get the name and the address if we can, or through the letter that they are to send, you're going to get their address, and you could send them a cease and desist letter.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
So let's go back to the Dunn or the Dunning letter.
Dunning letter.
What is that to contain?
It is to contain the following information. Now, they must give you this information via this letter. Okay. Now, this information must be the amount of the debt. And understand that it's got to come within 5 days of that phone call.
Oh, does it really?
Yes.
Is that 5 business days or just five calendar days?
Well, the law says 5 days. So okay. I'm going to assume it means five days.
Okay. Calendar days.
Correct. They have to give you on that letter the amount of the debt.
All right.
The name of the creditor to whom the debt is owed.
Okay.
Okay. And a statement that unless the consumer challenges that debt within 30 days, or they have that right to dispute the debt within 30 days. Now, it used to be, in the old days, very two-point PICA that no one could read.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got it hidden in the main body of the letter, and nothing's highlighted as many other things are in the letter, such as the debt, who it's owed to, but this is in the body of the letter. And most people don't get to that part of the letter.
Let me stop right here and say that's where your services could come in extremely handy because you know what you're looking for.
Oh, absolutely.
You know where to find it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is it written in gobbledygook and legalese? Is it something like that? Or should does it have to be plain second grader John Engen can kind of read it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one step below that where I can understand it.
Okay.
Okay. So a statement that unless the consumer within 30 days after receipt of the notice disputes the validity of the debt or any portion thereof, the debt will be assumed to be valid by the debt collector. Now, that doesn't mean you can't challenge it after.
But it's best to challenge it within that window.
If at all possible.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me ask you a couple of questions about that. What we've talked before in the program about how a book of debt is sold.
Correct.
And so let's say, for example, I owe Company A, and we've gone into some issues and some, you know, I was unable to make that, you know, meet that obligation.
Right.
And so they turned it over to Company B, and they gave it a try. They, and hence, turned it over to Company C. So they technically own the debt. Company A is out of the picture completely, are they not?
Correct.
So when it says in the Dunning letter to whom I owe the credit, do they go back and list Company A or do they state themselves as the person
where
who owned
they
the...
purchased it from?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, or where it's assigned.
All right, I see.
And it's going to say on there whether it has been assigned to them or where they bought it from. In other words, it was a debt that was purchased.
So they do have to tell me that...
where they purchased it from.
Oh, okay. Because Company A may turn it over to B for collection, but B may come back to A and say, uncollectible, and they'll say, sell it to C.
That would be an assignment of debt.
Okay.
But just know that once Company B purchases the debt, and if they can't collect on it for whatever reason, they're going to sell it to Company C. They're going to sell it to Company D.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be down the road that it finally gets... to company that you're talking to.
Yeah.
So the original creditor is still on there.
Oh, it is.
On the credit report.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because once it's on, it never comes off.
Yeah, because that's the only way I can assign back and say, okay, where did this come from? Because in essence, they could tell me I have a debt that I've never had if they were scammers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we go one step beyond that.
Okay.
Okay, through my process. Now, you can ask for all this information. However, what this information is giving you does not prove that they own the debt. It may prove that you owe a debt, but it doesn't prove that they own it.
And they have to be able to prove the debt
in
the first place.
Yes.
And I'm trying to put this into picture that, again, that I can understand it. Just because they tell you that you owe a debt... And just because they have a number in mind, they still have to prove to you what that debt is and they have the paperwork on that debt.
And that they own it.
Okay, that they do own it.
Correct.
Okay. You see, folks, there are some things involved here. That's why John is so valuable to you because John is able to kind of break this thing apart. And I honestly think, John, once that credit report comes into your hands and once we start talking about some of these debt, you can truly be the tour guide through this and take some of the... I just wish I had known you back in 2007, you know?
Well, I want to bring up one other thing here at the end. I have a feeling we're coming to the end of the segment.
Yeah, we have about a minute.
Okay. Is that there was a recent study done by the Federal Bank of New York regarding the entire United States, and this statistic just came out. And it says that 14% of the American population has debt that is currently owned by third-party collections.
14%.
Now, I'm not very good at math, but I know that there are probably, how many people in America? A couple hundred thousand?
300 million.
Okay, take 14% of that, and that's the amount of people that they estimate are in collections.
Mm.
The caveat that I just thought about here is that most people may not even know that they're in collections because a lot of this stuff has to do with medical debt.
We'll get back to that. You are listening to Give Me Credit. By the way, grab yourself a paper and a pencil, because in our third segment, as we come back with John, we're going to give you some contact information. I'm sure we've piqued your interest at this stage. We'll come back, give you that information. You'll be able to write it down. In fact, you can get in touch with John today, right now.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Give Me Credit, John Engen with you. John Mackey, we are having a great conversation. One of the most simple conversations we have, but John, there's a lot of passion involved. Because this is where the rubber meets the road, but it's also where the emotions meet the heart. When those calls start to come, when there's confusion as to what to do, and I have no idea what to do. Now, folks, what you need to do is talk to John. You can listen to the program, but we really can't do anything for you over these airwaves, except maybe whet your taste on this whole thing.
Right. You know, when you're thinking about the last data that I just gave you, the 14% of the population is now in third-party debt collections. That should wake a lot of people up. That's
right.
A lot of people. And that doesn't mean that they're late on debts. I mean, you know, the totality of the negative is in 14%. It's who's in third-party collections. Now, before we get going, what I'd like to do is give my contact information. I'd like my contact information for the website is givemecredit.us. Okay, there you can get prior programs. You can find out contact information. If you want to text me a question, and I welcome that, it's 612-567-2459. That's 612-567-2459. You can also call me on that, or you can call me at 888-417-3400.
Now, folks, we'll give that contact information again toward the end of this segment because I know you're kind of scrambling. But it really is important. I don't think we can emphasize this enough. Listening to this program just tells you the state of the, you know, kind of the state of the union. It's only when you take that leap that says, let's get into the process. John will take your call. It doesn't cost you anything to look at the website, and John will talk to you and start walking you through the process and telling you how to get your way, not only get that credit score cleaned up, but how to deal with these creditors, and that's really the essence of the program today, is how to deal with them. John, back to those the Dunning letters.
Yep.
Now, once it has been received, I do have action that has to be taken. What is the proper action to that if I've got 30 days?
It can be very simple, John. It can be just a letter back to them that says, I dispute any and all parts of this debt. Sincerely, Bill Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And send it back to them.
And then what do we hear from them?
Then at that point, they have 30 days to investigate and get you information about that debt. If it is not, they cannot put it on the credit report, or if it was, it must be removed. Or, so yeah, let's stay with that. That's what they've got to do.
Okay. So it opens up again a dispute, and then that it forces their hand to come out of the weeds in the sense of what the debt's about, where is it supposed to be.
And also know that once they send, or once you send that letter back to them, they cannot contact you during that period.
Okay.
They cannot attempt to collect the debt during that period, and they cannot put it on the credit report during that period.
Oh. What about if it's already on the credit report?
Then my understanding is that it must be removed.
And they
or
must...
it must be put on the credit report that is in a dispute.
Oh, okay. So it does. They do have to take some action. It's not them waiting on you. You do. They do have a responsibility on their side.
Absolutely, they have to respond to you within that 30-day period.
Now, let's say a person in the meantime comes to you and says, "Here's the Dunning letter. This is what I received." What are you going to walk them through?
Well, I might supply them with a letter. I might supply them with a cease and desist letter. If these people are continuing to harass you, then I will make the phone call for you as a third party, not in lieu of a third party debt collector. What I'm saying is that I will patch that person in and we'll have a 3-way conversation with a debt collector to get it on record.
Let me stop here and say that in the few that you've sent my way, I think that must be a great relief to the person that you're working with. Not so much the debt collector, because I think it's interesting because in one of them especially, they said, "Are you a lawyer?"
Right.
And folks, that tells you the professionality that John brings to the party. Because
I'm not a lawyer.
No, he's not a lawyer, but he does have the law to back him up. And he's fully aware of what the laws do and do not say. Plus, the letters that are provided are all proprietary to you that do the legal means to get done what needs to be done.
Yeah.
But I kind of smiled every time, "Are you a lawyer?" And I thought, see, now that tells me John knows what he's doing. Because if
that
that's
a fun call.
Yeah, if that's their first question, that tells me John's up and running on it. Folks, John is the guy you want to talk to. Maybe you've gotten the call. Maybe you've just not known what to do with it, or you're continuing to get those calls. I really do beseech you to give John a call. Get on the website. Find out more. This is your chance to be set free. This is your chance to not have to turn. I mean, to tell you, John, every time my phone went on and it said National City Bank, I didn't feel real good. It was a real sick feeling in my stomach.
Right.
And then, of course, I found out that they were not, they had sold the debt. You know, it had gone on to other things and somehow, you know, and I realized this is not what it seems. And what you are there to do is to turn the light on in this dark, dark closet and start helping people find their way out.
Absolutely. By no means am I going to tell you that I'm going to represent you, because I can't. I'm not a lawyer, okay? But what we can do is walk through this together. And we will help you document the things that are going on there. And if you get too upset with the phone call, as many people do,
mm-hmm.
I have a way, I'm not involved in it, so I have a way to remain detached and think about the laws and how they apply and the things that they're saying and what is a violation of law. And then with the possibility of turning this over to an attorney,
mm-hmm.
for collection on the debt collector.
Yeah. John, we're running out of time. We have about a minute and a half left. Let's talk contact information.
Yeah. The best way to get a hold of me would be text, is absolutely fine.
It's the fastest, too.
It's the fastest. It seems to be a method that is preferred by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
That text number is 612-567-2459. That, again, 612-567-2459.
And then the website information is what?
GiveMeCredit.us.
Now, that will show you a little bit more about the program. We have archived some of the programs we've done
Correct.
In the past. Plus, it gives you a link to Master Credit Solutions, which is the company that John is the president of and a participant in. And he and his staff will be able to get on your work immediately and start bringing some relief to your life. Now, that,
right.
again, is givemecredit.us.
And if all you have is just a question, maybe you don't need my services or don't want my services right now, I'll gladly answer your question. So don't think that everything that's stated, there's going to be a fee attached to it. That's not the case.
Right. John, let's give that that texting number one more time before we say goodbye.
612-567-2459.
And with that, we need to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And we hope to see you next week on Give Me Credit.